This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our American truckers, the men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, our political guru extraordinaire, Amanda Mackey, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I would love to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start with the obvious. Everybody's concerned about gasoline. They're hearing about shortages. They're hearing about prices going up. They're hearing about all sorts of stuff. And all I'm going to do is report to the audience, wherever you're at, that crude oil and commodity prices have basically remained pretty close to normal here. They haven't, they haven't jumped up the way that you've seen it at the pump. Now, crude oil has gone up 38 cents a barrel since last Friday. It's West Texas crude is currently $65.28. Brent crude oil has gone up 23 cents a gallon since last Friday. It's currently $68.55 a barrel. Here's where the rubber meets the road. The wholesale price of gasoline right now is $2.14 a gallon without adding the taxes to it. Diesel is $2.02 a gallon without adding the taxes to it right now. Anybody that's paying an exorbitant price or seen their gasoline or diesel go up 20, 30 cents a gallon, which is what I'm hearing, in the last day or two, you are getting screwed. In other words, you're getting shafted with a price that shouldn't have gone up that high, in my opinion.
They're saying that the gas prices have gone up 10 cents since the weekend, since the Colonial Pipeline. But is that actually what's causing this? I think this is an issue that you can look at. You can take a longer-term approach. Look, let's start with the Keystone XL pipeline. It's like a domino effect. You stop the Keystone XL pipeline, mm-hmm. and then you pump all this money into the market, which we all know from taking basic economics and just following the news if you haven't taken basic economics. Like, you understand that when you pump all this money and inject all this money in a very short period of time mm-hmm. into the economy, you're going to have what is called inflation or hyperinflation. And so that most certainly is a factor. And then you have what happened over the weekend, which is a cyber attack which, in my opinion, I don't believe would happen if Trump were to have been president. But you have this cyber attack happen, and then everyone says, well, now we can raise the prices. So if there is gouging going on, I hope that the attorneys general of states are looking into this, because this could be what is in fact happening. And it's odd because it's only happening in certain parts of the state. And, you know, I understand that in Florida, for example, we get our oil from a different location. We get it from the Gulf. Mm-hmm. What you're seeing in these lines, yesterday I went to get gas and I waited about, it wasn't longer than 10 minutes, but still, when was the last time we waited 10 minutes? The last time we had, prices this high has been 2014, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was in the Obama administration. And so, we have to look at one angle where there could be price gouging, but also you have to look at the policies of this administration, the Biden administration, and what they have done to set us up to not only make us dependent on foreign oil by, you know, removing things like the Keystone XL pipeline and doing away with that, but then you have something like this happen, and we immediately then say, okay, now we have to become more dependent on foreign oil because we need those deposits. So it's just a perfect storm what has happened. You talked about some of those prices. I mean, crude prices, the futures since November are above $3. Mm-hmm. Above $3 since November. And so what we're seeing is people on fixed incomes are going to struggle when you have this infusion of cash in the economy, which is in fact what Biden's done. They have proposed $6 trillion in their first 100 days of money to be infused into the economy. It is obvious you're going to have these types of outcomes if this is in fact what happened, and this is more long term than just a few days. They said due to what happened the Colonial Pipeline that it's going to be just a few days. Mm-hmm. That remains to be seen.
Yeah. Now I want to get a comment from you before we go to break real quick here. Israel, they're defending themselves. They were attacked by Hamas, hundreds of missiles coming their direction. Tel Aviv is a real mess right now. My thoughts and prayers go out to those people. They're in the bomb shelters again. Real quick, what do you think?
It's just hard to imagine. I mean, Hamas has fired 900 rockets in 36 hours.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Israel before we get into some political things. And by the way, our governor, the best governor in the country, did it again yesterday for all to see. I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. And again, Brooke was on the program yesterday, and she's got her program Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Make sure you tune in and you catch that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes is their program, the You Serve, You Save program. And don't forget, active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. You know, Moss Nissan is striving to be the best dealer in the nation, and it's just amazing how they get customers all the time from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and the Northeast and the Midwest as well. I just hear about it because the people call up and say, hey, the captain sent me. And they find out when they go there that not only are they going to save money, but they're going to be treated like the kings or queens that they are. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service because it all starts with Moss Care. Again, the You Serve, You Save program. And don't forget, if you got a vehicle and you want to sell it or you want to see what it's worth, take it to Moss. Get it appraised. You'll be amazed at the value of the vehicles right now. You'll be able to upgrade your ride and have some extra money in your pocket to boot. How about that? That's not a bad deal. So, check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or go and visit one of their dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get the royal treatment and save you some money, too. All right, we have got Amanda Mackey on the telephone line. She is an attorney as well as a conservative GOP,
strategist.
Okay. All right. Now we've got a call on the line. I believe it's Mary. Let me go to Mary and find out what's on her mind. Okay, Mary, what's going on?
Good morning. I just wanted to ask a question. Since you're talking about being hacked into with the computer system, isn't this cryptocurrency and banking online and all of that, I think that's what people are trying to go to. Doesn't that sound kind of dangerous to you?
It's been dangerous, but we'll answer the question. Thank you. It's been dangerous. Doing anything online has been dangerous, right?
Well, I think it is, but people are still willing to take that risk because people are making so much money. So, you know, people just follow, as they say, they follow the money. I have not done anything like that because I do think it's dangerous. And I think these hackers can get in and, you know, but they could realistically do it to banks too. You know, the real issue here is you got to have people that fear the people that are in our leadership, and that's, I think that's where the root of this problem is.
Well, let me just mention that I did get hacked once before from the bank online. I had the online account thing, and I didn't think anything of it, and I got hacked. They got they cleaned the account out. I got it back. But where the hack came from was England. England.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. They're typically from foreign sources, and I mean, this is the type of thing that worries people. But it should make people think: why is this happening now? You know, I mean, we didn't have this during the Trump administration. We didn't really have these attacks. But nevertheless, I think that I wouldn't be investing in things that can easily be hacked like that, because look what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. They were able to infiltrate an entire pipeline system.
Yeah. Now, I cut you off in midstream because we were coming up on a break there just before the top of the hour, and you were in the middle of talking about something. Do you want to elaborate on that, or you want to move on?
Well, I was just, you know, saying, you know, Hamas, the updated numbers, Hamas has fired 1,000 rockets at Israel. 200 of those rockets exploded inside Gaza neighborhoods. So who is the threat to the Palestinians? Who's the biggest threat to Gaza? It's Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing that I haven't heard anything from the Biden administration. Where are they on this? I know where AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are on this.
And Bernie Sanders.
And Bernie Sanders. And mm-hmm. maybe Ilhan Omar, if you read her tweets, maybe she's actually the extension of the Biden administration and doing their, you know, press secretary work, because they're not saying anything.
No.
And Ted Cruz said that yesterday. He said, is Ilhan Omar the press secretary for this administration? Because where's Biden on this stuff?
Yeah.
And you know, I look at this as with Biden bringing back the chief architects of the JCPOA, of the Iran nuclear deal from 2015, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he was one of the chief architects, and on down, these are people who have already said they're going to appease. Their strategy is of appeasement, and we all know who's backing Hamas. It's Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have this appeasement strategy happening, why should we be surprised by the result? And maybe that's why the Biden administration isn't saying anything. However, there is bipartisan opposition to Hamas right now, which is good to hear. You know, on the Democrat side, Ted Deutsch of Florida, Democrat, you know, he has actually come out and said something. Of course, you're going to have some, but where's the Biden administration? That's the scariest part, is that our president is mum.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the Florida governor, because Ron DeSantis made a big time news again yesterday by signing the largest school choice expansion, not only in Florida history, but in American history.
Yes, he did. It's a powerful issue. You know, it's an abolition of the teachers unions and, you know, the assassination of chartering schools. That's what really helped propel Ron DeSantis' win back in 2018. He got 20% of the African-American female vote because of the issue of school choice. So this is really a big deal. I mean, it is, you know, it is something that I think everyone can rally behind, because when you have the largest expansion of school choice in the history of America here in Florida, when 1 million more children will qualify under this bill, you're setting the stage for what other states should do. And obviously we know Ron DeSantis is going to be up for re-election next year. And so yep. I think this is something that, you know, whether he's running against Val Demings or Charlie Crist or whoever it might be, this is something that really separates him from what did Charlie do as governor to make kids have a better education and to give kids an opportunity where their zip code doesn't determine the fate and their success for their future. Ron DeSantis has not only hit it on the nail every time when it comes to COVID and his COVID response, keeping the state open, keeping our economy going, but he's never forgotten about schools, opening schools back up, and making sure that the children who need it have school choice. And that's why our education system, which was always lagging, is now one of the best in the United States.
Yeah, because we got one of the best governors ever, if not the best governor.
I mean, he's America's governor right now. I can't think of a better governor in America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, you know, this is why his name is constantly coming up as a 2024 potential nominee. It's because we've got to have Republicans who care about things like school choice. This is a big deal, and it has crossover appeal. It appeals to independents. It appeals to Democrats. It appeals to obviously, Republicans. And when you get 20% of the African-American female vote in a tight election as it was, hard to believe that it was against Gillum back in 2018, this is the issue that can determine the outcome of an election. And thank you, Lord, for that, for allowing that to happen. I can't imagine our leadership under Gillum right now for a variety of reasons.
Now, did you happen to see the sparring back and forth yesterday between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci?
I absolutely did. I was on Newsmax as it was happening, and we were commenting on it. So, yeah.
Well, little Dr. Fauci did not tell the truth. Now, they're saying technically he did because the question he was asked was not specific enough for him to give a different answer. But we know that his group that he was with, the National Institute of Health and the division that he was running, got a government grant. And we know that they took $800,000 of that money and sent it to that laboratory in China. And he sat there and said, well, my group never did that. Well, they did do it. They did do it.
They did do it, and it's called the Echo Health Group, I believe. So someone really in Rand Paul's office should have prepared him to ask that question of, yes, you're using a third party, and then excuse to say, no, you did it. I'll be on Newsmax from 6:30 this morning until 8:30. Please tune in.
All right. Okay, see you then. Have a great week, a great day, and we'll talk to you again real soon. That's Amanda Mackey. That's Amanda, MAKKI.com, AmandaMackey.com for more. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that the U.S. has seen a consistent downward trend in COVID cases over the last few months. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said during a Senate hearing on Tuesday that average daily cases and deaths have fallen by more than 70% since January. On Monday, the average new cases per day fell below 40,000 for the first time since September. Dr. Amesh Adalja says cases will become more rare as more people become fully vaccinated. The infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News that the U.S. is seeing the same trends experienced by highly vaccinated countries.
When you look at countries that are highly vaccinated, like Israel, when they crossed about 40% of their population fully vaccinated, they basically saw cases plummet, and the cases have not come back up, even in the face of more worrisome variants. So I do think as we close in on 40%, I think we're around 33% or so, we will likely see this trajectory continue.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the Everglades Equipment Group. Now, Everglades Equipment Group, they are the guys with the green tractors. Of course, that would be none other than John Deere tractors, that is. And nothing runs like a deer. And my dad had John Deere's for a number of years, so I'm happy to be talking about something that I know a lot about. And if you need a lawnmower, maybe it's a push lawnmower, maybe it's a self-propelled lawnmower, maybe it's a riding lawnmower, maybe it's a little tractor, maybe you need a backhoe, maybe you need a bulldozer, heck, maybe you need something for equipment. They can rent it, they can sell it. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service all over the state of Florida. Check them out and tell them the captain sent you. Everglades Equipment Group. All right. Going to go to the phone lines now. I believe we have got the consumer quarterback on the line, and that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. Is that you?
Yes, sir. Captain, how you doing?
Well, it's a busy day, and I got a lot of business stuff here to talk about with you. Let's start with Americans are becoming acclimated to persistently low inflation, maybe in store for a shock months to come because prices are going up. Have you seen the price of lumber?
Yeah, it's crazy. One of our contractors said he walked into one of the big box stores the other day and expected to see it around $20 for a sheet, and it was $68 for a sheet.
Well, I saw it for $40, and that was enough right there for me. But I've got friends that are building places where they thought they were going to have like $12,000 to $15,000 worth of plywood into what they were doing. Now the cost of plywood has more than doubled, and now they've got to add that onto their cost. And people are going, "Wait a minute, We don't have that kind of money. We only had X amount of dollars from the loan. We got to do whatever. And now you want to charge us whatever? We can't do that. So guess what? There's going to be some projects that are going to come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, and contractors are also building it in. They're using these programs like Xactimate to build these projects out and to get the billing estimated for them. But, you know, I know home builders, for example, a lot of the home builders have stopped taking these contracted pre-construction homes, or they've at least added in these additional safety measures for their sake, because when you get to the end of that 7 or 8, 9 months or more, then it ends up being in a really tough situation for the home builder to deliver the product that they promised at the price they'd have promised.
Yeah, because lumber in some parts of the country is as much as 4 times higher than what it was before all of this stuff started. And, oh, by the way, you know you're in trouble when copper hits a new record high on Friday and soybeans are at the highest level since 2012. Oil right now, by the way, is at its highest level since 2018, and gasoline prices have gone up a little, but not as much as what you would think to make the gasoline shortage what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the same thing with steel. You know, you see that. And a lot of it's relating back, as I've investigated it on my show, is relating back to the supply chains and the shutdowns from the lockdowns, where they would shut down mills, for example, for lumber and production for other types of resources. So yeah, we kind of did it to ourselves, and then we underestimated the demand once it picked back up. And especially in Florida, of course, all the folks moving from the blue states to the red and the free state of Florida, since our governor is doing such a great job here, that's the big trend now.
Well, that's true, but we need to be careful, because we need to advise the people that are coming down here from the blue states that we are free states for a reason. It's not because of what they were doing up there because it didn't work. It's because of what we're doing down here that works, which is not the same. And they need to get with the program down here, unless they want to be ostracized and politely reminded they can go back where they came from.
Yeah, exactly. And I think our Florida State House is doing a good job. I just left the party, GOP party, meeting in Pinellas yesterday, and it was really good. They were updating to some of the laws that have passed. Some of the examples given were, you know, the rioting, and if anybody's rioting and looting, then they're going to be locked up and go to prison. Like those set good examples. And I think when your leadership sets good examples, the citizens will follow and they will understand why those are in place, unlike the poor leadership in these other blue cities and states.
Well, I'm going to do a fact check for you before we move on to something different here. Here's the fact check. Joe Biden said that the jobless Americans if they're offered a job, they must take it or lose benefits. That's the claim. He claims that unemployed Americans who turn down job offers will lose their jobless benefits. However, the law is clear. If you're receiving unemployment benefits and you're offered a suitable job, you can't refuse that job and just keep getting unemployment benefits, so says Biden. The fact check is plain and simple. Not true. False. Surprise, surprise. Not only are many Americans receiving jobless benefits, they're not required to accept job offers, that's part of it. They're not even required to actively look for employment. However, that may be changing by some of the things that are going on right now, with states like, Arkansas, Montana,
Arkansas,
Missouri, yep, Tennessee, that are cutting the pandemic payments of $300 a week extra unemployment, telling them that you got to go out and look for a job now, and if you don't, you won't get that money, and you'll get it in the form of a bonus one time once you get a job.
Yeah, and this is exactly what people talk about when they talk about the insanity of socialism, which of course is leading to communism, and we're seeing it in certain how they're big tech and the collusion with big tech and media. So it's the insanity that we see, and why people talk about, you know, so negatively around some of these politicians who push these types of, and just think about what it's done with the job market. And, you know, a lot of our show partners on the Consumer Quarterback Show, and, you know, they're just saying how difficult it is to find new help. And they're just really focusing on keeping the help that they got, making sure that their current employees are happy, because they know that it's such a tough job market, and there's a labor crisis in this country right now.
I went by a McDonald's yesterday. Had a sign out front. Let's see, bonus $500, help wanted.
Wow, yeah, unbelievable. And restaurants too. Restaurant owners can't have enough help, or their waiters are short. They're asking to be, please be patient. You know, they can't keep help, and it's just so bad when you're incentivizing people not to work. That's the true definition of and the start of socialism.
Well, yeah, and we're all in that midst right now. But then again, if the people are silly enough to go along with that stuff, then shame on them.
Yeah, and it's going to be, they're drawing the southern border, too. So they're bringing in, you know, these folks across the southern border. And, you know, they call them illegal immigrants. Some people call them undocumented Democrats. You know, once they get hooked on that free money and the handouts and the luxurious hotel accommodations that they're being put up in, you know, that's going to really potentially force millions of people into the Democratic voter rolls.
Well, that's true. And that's the whole point behind it. But the thing of it is when you want to talk politics about situations like that, they know what they're doing. This is exactly what they want to do.
Absolutely. That's their plan. That's their grand scheme of things is, you know, yeah, oh, let's act like it's not a crisis. Let's act like it's, you know, no issue at the southern border. You know, they put Kamala on top of it and said, oh, wow, she's going to be the one that's going to fix this problem or at least attend to it. And she goes to the other border. You know, she goes to the northern border. And because I guess there's so many Canucks coming down from Canada.
Is Kamala going to be the president? Is Joe Biden going to stick out 4 years?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it that he's going to stick out 4 years. And I do agree that, yes, they're probably going to do that as a political stunt to say, wow, look, we did this. We put a African-American woman in the White House.
She's not African-American. She's not African-American.
Right. Right, but she's perceived to be that, right, in the press.
She's
perceived it.
She's actually from, what was it, India. There's her mother's India, the father's whatever, so she's mixed in that respect, but not African-American.
Yeah.
She can't even be perceived that way.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with Barack. You know, Barack was half white, half black, but you didn't hear that part that he was white. He didn't defend the part where he was white. He actually did the opposite. He talked negatively about his white.
I will, because I'll call it like it is. It's called a mulatto. That's a very common word. Everybody knows what it is. Half white, half black.
Yeah.
It's a mulatto.
Yeah. But it goes to the further point, though, that they engage in the sectional politics.
All right, well, I kind of drew this along a little bit too long. Okay, it's consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Captain.
All right, well,
take care, man.
Talk to you soon. All right, thank you. That's Brandon Rimes, consumerquarterback.com. And we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Alrighty, Donna Fiducia, thank you very much for doing that for us. We appreciate that. Of course, Donna Fiducia is up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. They operate the Double D Ranch just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to those guys and gals out there. Alrighty, I was waiting for a caller. I don't see the call, but we'll see. The Dow has hit 35,000 for the first time. And it's pretty good. Pretty good, good, good. Don't know what's going to keep things going because the bottom is about ready to fall out of everything here, folks. President Biden's policies just aren't going to work. They aren't going to make it, unfortunately. I wish I could be more positive about things, but I can't be. I'm not going to be. It's just not going to happen. Now, the other thing is, the Kentucky Derby winner is back in the mix. Did you see that? The horse is going to be allowed to run in the Preakness. So that's a good thing. But the trainer won't be allowed on the track. That's Medina Spirit. The trainer will not be allowed on the track because he's been banned. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It could be interesting, to say the least, but we don't know. We don't know. So I guess my caller isn't going to call, so I'll go over this. The federal probe of Representative Matt Gaetz continues, and prosecutors are seeking the cooperation of a former Capitol Hill intern who was Gaetz's girlfriend. Now, they're also close to formally meeting with Joel Greenberg, the former Florida County tax collector, who is likely to strike some sort of plea deal with the government this week. That report coming from news reports. And much of the investigation centers on a trip that Gaetz took to the Bahamas with cannabis entrepreneur Jason Perizzolo. Now, the latter paid for the travel, the accommodations, and get this, female escorts. Now, Gaetz has historically been an advocate of medical cannabis consumption. So far, none of this is all that demeaning or bad so far. But the investigation into Gaetz appears to have grown in scope since it was first reported back in March, from the sex trafficking to potential government corruption charges for engaging in a quid pro quo agreement with Florida cannabis producers. We don't know. But I will tell you that Matt Gaetz was in the Villages last week. He kicked off an America First tour along with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. And there's going to be more of that going on around the South and around Florida, between Georgia and Florida. They're going to do that sort of stuff together, the two of them. So we'll see how all that plays out. But that's where we're at with the Matt Gaetz investigation. And just like anything else, we'll sit there and wait and see what happens. The jury is, of course, out on all of that. And I would not want to be applying that without having all my ducks in a row. I'd want to just sit there and make sure that I got all the information out there before I made any opinions. Now, the pipeline cyber attack is fueling gas station shortages and long lines. We're seeing that right now. But as far as the price of gasoline and diesel, it shouldn't be going up as high as what we've been hearing, because again, and I'm refreshing my page to make sure I got the right price, the wholesale price of gasoline right now without the taxes is $2.14 a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel is $2.04 a gallon without the taxes. Now, crude oil starts out at $65.28, that's West Texas crude, up 38 cents a barrel from yesterday. Brent crude sits at $68.55, up 23 cents a barrel from where it was yesterday. So there's no reason for the gasoline prices to be jumping way up. The cost is not there. The cost is not there. So if somebody's jacking the price up, like I've been hearing around the countryside, Georgia, North Florida, in the Panhandle, South Carolina, well, you need to get a hold of your attorney general and let them know what's going on. That's called price gouging. By the way, the woke intersectional deep state has failed to stop the cyber attack. Remember, these are the folks with the computer knowledge and this, that, and the other, and they failed to stop this, unfortunately. I'm watching Israel right now. I'm looking to see what's going on here. There's a report, but I don't see of any new attacks going on. There's been a few rockets lobbed overnight, nothing all that drastic yet, but a few. And some of them have landed inside the city of Tel Aviv. Obviously, some people were killed on the Israeli side as well as over on the other side, which has been getting pummeled by the Israelis because that's what they do. You might hit them, but they're going to hit you back 10 times harder. You might hit them with a hammer, they'll hit you with a sledgehammer. That's the way it works. Now, I want to talk a little bit about little Dr. Fauci insisting that there was no U.S. taxpayer funds that went to the bat coronavirus research at the Wuhan lab. Folks, that just isn't true. That just isn't true. A simple search on the internet for the National Institute of Health will reveal the fact that they got money from the federal government that they then gave to a group of scientists in China that were working on this program. And by the way, they sent some of their lab samples of their animals to the United States for examination, for specimen examination. And if there was coronavirus floating around and you sent an animal, a lab animal, to the United States, what do you think the chances are that you might wind up with the disease in your backyard? Pretty good? And little Dr. Fauci was up to his eyeballs with that. He was up to his eyeballs with that. So we'll see what happens next with all of this. And, oh, by the way, a record number of small businesses right now are out there saying that they can't find enough workers. Well, they could if that $300 a week extra unemployment money wasn't in the mix. They sure could. So let's hope that they get that taken care of, because that's important, my humble way of thinking. That's important. Now, I've got a couple of other things here. First of all, the Senate panel yesterday deadlocked on the Democrats' elections overhaul bill. That's H.R. 1 that came over to the Senate. I'm sure you've heard about it. Hopefully, as it stands right now, it doesn't have enough votes to even get onto the floor. Doesn't even have enough votes to get onto the floor as it stands right now. So we'll see what's going on. We'll see what's going on. And if you ever had a telephone and you ever were going to call a congressman or a senator, this would be the time you'd want to call your senator and say, "Hey, man, we don't want to hear about the Democrats' elections overhaul bill making it for a vote. It's just not going to happen. Don't let it happen." And you'd be a lot happier and you'd feel better about it, too. All right, here comes the music in my ear. That means it's time for us to go. I want to thank everybody that's participated, both on the telephone line and the ones that have sent the questions in on the internet. That's the way we do it here. If you don't want to call in, you can always contact us on the Facebook page or send us a message off the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, or just send us a direct message, however you want to do it. I'll see you tonight, everybody.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.